Sail for the sippy sailing. We shall plunder and loot all station IDs.
You're listening to 90.9 WOLY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Who's that again? I don't know that number.
Please hold for a very important
and
message.
And skip. You can skip robocalls, but don't skip your well visits and recommended vaccines. They help protect you, so ask your doctor or pharmacist about any recommended vaccines you may need. Really? Again? And skip.
A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family, in collaboration with Merck.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 6th at 7 a.m., the City Contractors Upstate Company will be closing the intersection of Market Street and James Georgeson Avenue in order to allow paving operations. During this closure access along the section of Market Street near Prospect Street, there will be one lane usage. Also, some side exits will be closed and there will be no street parking in the immediate work areas. Please avoid using this area at all costs. Flagger, temporary signal, and barricades will be in place. Please exercise extreme caution and obey all traffic control devices.
On Thursday, November 7th, there will be a soup social with the food pantry at 1 to 3 in Hunt Union. Stop by for fresh soup.
On Friday, November 8th, we'll be celebrating National First Generation Student Day, a day to celebrate all the first-gen students, faculty, and staff on our campus. This year, we're celebrating all week November 4th to November 8th. You can find this full schedule on events on the First Generation page on Campus Connections or on the Office of Student Experience Instagram, which is at Oneonta, O-S-E.
This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
WONY Oneonta.
You sang to me all the while you were in front.
We play.
I never realized.
A little bit of everything.
Have you ever found yourself in this situation?
And what's the name for the order, sir?
Mark.
Got it. Pick it up over there, Matt.
Nobody likes to be called the wrong name. Your name is your identity. It's who you are. Are you a heroic firefighter saving lives named Matt? Mrs. Smith, the science teacher by day, but Abigail the tutor by night. A tough mechanic who fixes cars and saves lives named Johnny. Or a bold politician fighting for the lives of your people named Alex. No matter who you are defined by what people call you. And doesn't it feel right when people call you by the right name? It's 2021. Start using the right pronouns.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 6th at 7 a.m., the City Contractors Upstate Company will be closing the intersection of Market Street and James Georgeson Avenue in order to allow paving operations. During this closure access along the section of Market Street near Prospect Street, there will be one lane usage. Also, some side exits will be closed and there will be no street parking in the immediate work areas. Please avoid using this area at all costs. Flagger, temporary signal, and barricades will be in place. Please exercise extreme caution and obey all traffic control devices.
On Thursday, November 7th, there will be a soup social with the food pantry at 1 to 3 in Hunt Union. Stop by for fresh soup.
On Friday, November 8th, we'll be celebrating National First Generation Student Day, a day to celebrate all the first-gen students, faculty, and staff on our campus. This year, we're celebrating all week November 4th to November 8th. You can find us full schedule on events on the First Generation page on Campus Connections or on the Office of Student Experience Instagram, which is at Onianta OSE.
This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Onianta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
I know going through finals could feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry.
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night.
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch, so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat. I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew we're hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 6th at 7 a.m., the City Contractors Upstate Company will be closing the intersection of Market Street and James Georgeson Avenue in order to allow paving operations. During this closure access along the section of Market Street near Prospect Street, there will be one lane usage. Also, some side exits will be closed and there will be no street parking in the immediate work areas. Please avoid using this area at all costs. Flagger, temporary signal, and barricades will be in place. Please exercise extreme caution and obey all traffic control devices.
On Thursday, November 7th, there will be a soup social with the Food Pantry at 1 to 3 in Hunt Union. Stop by for fresh soup.
On Friday, November 8th, we'll be celebrating National First Generation Student Day, a day to celebrate all the first-gen students, faculty, and staff on our campus. This year, we're celebrating all week November 4th to November 8th. You can find this full schedule on events on the First Generation page on Campus Connections or on the Office of Student Experience Instagram, which is at Oneonta OSE.
This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Songs in you, did somebody say yours just wouldn't do? Did it fade to a whisper till no one heard? The subways were silent along with the bars. We digest our tunes, the fumes of our cars in this coffee. Without you singing here, what happens to the music when producers use their power to cookie cut love songs, sell us plastic flowers, remove it most everything, life with meaning? They want predictable life, but we're twisted by the times. I prefer to dig deep, find my inner John Prime, where the simple seeds of story. Grow melodies for me. Before the subways grow silent along with the bars, we digest our tunes, the fumes of our cars, and this coffee just tastes more bitter without you singing here. Won't you come back? Wanna hear those songs bouncing off the walls, compete with their flaws, and watch you hold the music in your palm, breathe life back into it. When the music becomes commodity, purchased, downloaded, nothing flowing between you and me. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Oh, we have a say. Before the subways grow silent along with the bars, we digest our tunes, the fumes of our cars, in this coffee just tastes more bitter without you singing.
like a bad machine, breaking everything all the time.
there's only so much a person can take. Only so far you can reach. So long. Learn how to live with what we know we can't fix. Walk tall, act proud, pretend that it's better than it is. Time does not waste itself, a dream cannot wake itself, the truth cannot disgrace itself. Soul, arms cannot embrace themselves, a heart cannot break itself, I cannot shake myself from you. Thank you.
double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived.
Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
Keep it locked to WONY Oneonta, because all the other stations play this.
Today's topic is one I believe we all think about. It pervades our pop culture and every so often boosts in relevance in the public discourse, if not just for a day, as new information and stories come out. The topic is aliens. Where does the public stand? It is important to note that due to COVID safety, my participants are rather limited, and therefore the group is made up of college students, both male and female identified, ranging from ages 18 to 21. Okay, so the question of the day is, do you believe in aliens? Why or why not?
You know, I think the term alien is very misconstrued. I do 100% believe that there are other life forms out there in the universe. Do I believe that they're the big scary green thing that comes and abducts people and probes them? No, but I guarantee at least five planets or, you know, I guess anything in orbit around in our solar system has some form of at least bacteria living on it.
I do believe in aliens. People see things like UFOs. And if they are not real, then what are they looking at? What do they see? Also, people have stories of getting, like, abducted by aliens.
The universe is pretty much infinite for the most part, so there's got to be other life forms out there that, I mean, we may not know of it now because we don't have the technology to see it now, but definitely there are aliens out there somewhere, and they're going to find us.
I mean, I don't know about, like, aliens are just stuff that's not on pretty much Earth, but there's so many, like, different planets and, like, just the universe in general that I feel like there is some other life form.
Okay, yes, 100%. I love this question. First of all, the universe, real big, right? There's no way that there's nothing, right? I have no idea what level of intelligence or sentience it has, but there literally has to be something else out there. And I'm really holding out hope that there's something out there that can actually think so we can go be best friends with aliens.
The first question I would ask the alien is, what do they think of our civilization here on Earth?
This is a tough question. What do they do for fun?
How they survive, how, like the basic needs that they need in order to function, what cool ass things they have there that maybe that's more advanced than us.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to invade our planet?
I'd probably cry, to be honest. I would cry and probably, like, rethink what's going on in my life. And that would be like, what's up? How's it going? That's what I would ask it. I'll just act like it's normal human, you know?
So what have we learned? It would seem that the general belief in otherworldly life is a resounding yes. Thank you to my participants.
Brandon Martin.
Caitlin Rose McNamara.
Sarah Rose Descent.
William Ford.
And
Clayton Evan Davis.
This could not have been done without your help.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 6th at 7 a.m., the City Contractors Upstate Company will be closing the intersection of Market Street and James Georgeson Avenue in order to allow paving operations. During this closure access, along the section of Market Street near Prospect Street, there will be one lane usage. Also, some side exits will be closed and there will be no street parking in the immediate work areas. Please avoid using this area at all costs. Flaggers, temporary signal, and barricades will be in place. Please exercise extreme caution and obey all traffic control devices.
On Thursday, November 7th, there will be a soup social with the Food Pantry at 1 to 3 in Hunt Union. Stop by for fresh soup.
On Friday, November 8th, we'll be celebrating National First Generation Student Day, a day to celebrate all the first-gen students, faculty, and staff on our campus. This year, we're celebrating all week November 4th to November 8th. You can find this full schedule on events on the First Generation page on Campus Connections or on the Office of Student Experience Instagram, which is at Onionsa, O-S-E.
This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Onionsa. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
I'll take my sweet time. Sing a song that helped me through. Maybe someday I won't regret that I learned it from you. For a long time I didn't see how strong I was, but now I'm gonna be steady.
take care of it all. It's medicine now. Don't pick up, I just called to say I'm happy as can be. I'm melting away. Don't get mad at me. I'm just sleeping lightly, 'cause it's my big day and I'm wasting it away gladly. Aerosols drifting through the halls that hide us above.
W-O-N-Y, Oneonta, we love Paul Simon.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Help us help first responders in your community today. Go to firstrcf.org to learn more.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 6th at 7 a.m., the City Contractors Upstate Company will be closing the intersection of Market Street and James Georgeson Avenue in order to allow paving operations. During this closure access along the section of Market Street near Prospect Street, there will be one lane usage. Also, some side exits will be closed and there will be no street parking in the immediate work areas. Please avoid using this area at all costs. Flagger, temporary signal, and barricades will be in place. Please exercise extreme caution and obey all traffic control devices.
On Thursday, November 7th, there will be a soup social with the food pantry at 1 to 3 in Hunt Union. Stop by for fresh soup.
On Friday, November 8th, we'll be celebrating National First Generation Student Day, a day to celebrate all the first-gen students, faculty, and staff on our campus. This year, we're celebrating all week November 4th to November 8th. You can find this full schedule on events on the First Generation page on Campus Connections or on the Office of Student Experience Instagram, which is at Oneonta OSE.
This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 6th at 7 a.m., the City Contractors Upstate Company will be closing the intersection of Market Street and James Georgeson Avenue in order to allow paving operations. During this closure access along the section of Market Street near Prospect Street, there will be one lane usage. Also, some side exits will be closed and there will be no street parking in the immediate work areas. Please avoid using this area at all costs. Flagger, temporary signal, and barricades will be in place. Please exercise extreme caution and obey all traffic control devices.
On Thursday, November 7th, there will be a soup social with the Food Pantry at 1 to 3 in Hunt Union. Stop by for fresh soup.
On Friday, November 8th, we'll be celebrating National First Generation Student Day, a day to celebrate all the first-gen students, faculty, and staff on our campus. This year, we're celebrating all week November 4th to November 8th. You can find a full schedule on events on the First Generation page on Campus Connections or on the Office of Student Experience Instagram, which is at Oneonta OSE.
This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 Oneonta. Red Dragon Radio.
Thanks for listening. Keep it locked.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to